With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. A recent executive order by Governor Kristi Noem calls the work of an anti-racist author, quote, infused with factual errors, end quote. That author responded on SDPB's In the Moment. Lee Strupinger reports.
Ibram X. Kendi has written several works on anti-racist ideas and policy. He's called out by name in a recent executive order by Governor Kristi Noem. The order bans the Department of Education, which is under Noem's control, from applying for federal grants related to American history and civics. Noem says there's a growing movement throughout the country to reject patriotic education and downplay the positive revolution set in motion by the country's founders. Noem says that the country does not have racism in its DNA and calls the notion a lie. In an interview with SDPB's Lori Walsh on In the Moment, Kendi says that Noem is also pushing a doctrine.
The idea that racism does not exist is a doctrine. And so I just want us to just at least be honest that you may not agree with certain ideas, but to claim your own ideas are not a form of indoctrination, is just certainly not true.
Kendi encourages Governor Kristi Noem to read his work, point out any factual errors, and send him a note.
I do appreciate that she has stated that she wants our students to be taught a history that studies both the triumphs, you know, and the mistakes, because I share that.
The governor's office has not responded to SDPB's request for comment. Instead, Noem says on Twitter that Kendi is a, quote, ringleader for critical race theory, who criticizes her efforts to prioritize patriotic civics and history. With SDPB, I'm Lee Strupinger.
The Biden administration is replacing its old eviction ban with a new one that applies only to counties with high or substantial spread of the coronavirus. That covers 32 of South Dakota's 66 counties, according to CDC data. Meanwhile, the state has only distributed 4% of its housing aid from the federal government. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
The old and new moratoriums ban landlords from evicting tenants who can't pay their rent as long as the tenants meet certain conditions. Tenants must pay as much rent as possible, apply for aid, and fall within income guidelines. The old moratorium expired Sunday after the Supreme Court ruled it can't be extended. The Biden administration created the new partial ban after pressure from activists and some Democratic lawmakers. Brent Thompson is the director of East River Legal Services. He saw an increase in eviction filings toward the end of the old moratorium.
You know, we've been really trying to get the word out about the government assistance that's been available through the CARES, various CARES Acts, you know, that people use that. So hopefully that buys us more time to make more people aware of that.
The South Dakota Housing Development Authority has distributed about $13 million, or 4%, of its $320 million in aid from the federal government. The moratorium is meant to prevent people from moving into shelters and other shared living spaces where the virus is more likely to spread. It's expected to cover the vast majority of the country through October 3rd. Pennington, Minnehaha, and Hughes counties are among the 32 South Dakota counties protected by the eviction ban. Evictions for non-payment can resume in Brookings, Yankton, Davison, and 31 other counties. Landlords can still evict tenants who break laws or lease rules. For information on aid, visit sdcareshousingassistance.com or call 211. I'm Ariel Zients with SDPB News.
A leading healthcare system based in Sioux Falls has acknowledged it's been targeted by hackers. Sanford Health President and CEO Bill Gasson on Wednesday confirmed to the Argus Leader that the organization was working to resolve the cyber attack. Sanford Health information technology staff were alerted Tuesday evening that its cyber network was being breached. Sanford officials did not provide details as to the nature of the cyber attack or its impact, other than to say they are not aware of any personal or financial information of patients, residents, or employees being compromised by the breach. A top health official says the Sturgis motorcycle rally could spread the COVID-19 Delta variant. Dr. Shankar Kura is vice president of medical affairs at Monument Health in Rapid City. He says an outbreak traced to Provincetown, Massachusetts over the 4th of July weekend caused nearly 1,000 cases.
We will see a rise in numbers after the rally and probably within 10 days, just like in Provincetown. 10 days from the first event, they had a surge of cases. We will see that. The question then remains, how many of those folks' cases we see are vaccinated cases? Because the ones that are not vaccinated will end up in the hospital requiring ICU care and unfortunately may even succumb to the disease.
Vaccinated people can still contract the Delta variant, but Kura says vaccines offer important protections. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally begins Friday. The State Department of Health reports 429 new coronavirus cases in its weekly update. There are a total of 54 new cases of the highly contagious Delta variant, up from 13 last week. The DOH uses a random sample of positive tests to determine the percentage of positive variant cases. The Delta variant is present in 98% of the sampled tests. 7 new deaths are reported, bringing the state's death toll to 2,050. There are 657 active COVID cases in the state and 39 people hospitalized. 5 of those patients are on ventilators. Health officials report nearly 5,000 people received vaccinations in the last week. That brings the total number to nearly 384,000 South Dakotans vaccinated. Over 54% of state residents 12 and older now have the full vaccine series. A lawyer who represented former President Donald Trump in his false claims of election fraud is bringing her message to South Dakota. Sidney Powell has a speaking engagement today hosted by the South Dakota Citizens for Liberty. She's also attending other weekend events in the Black Hills. Powell filed and lost multiple lawsuits to contest the 2020 presidential election. The courts cited a lack of evidence to support her claims. Proceeds from Powell's speaking engagement go to Defending the Republic, an organization she founded. A former South Dakota attorney has been sentenced for wire fraud, money laundering, and bank fraud. Acting U.S. Attorney Dennis Holmes said in a statement Thursday that Raina Hymens has been sentenced to 30 months in federal prison and ordered to pay nearly $164,000 in restitution. Hymens was indicted by a federal grand jury in August last year. Prosecutors say that as a licensed attorney, Hymens transferred unearned money from her client trust account to her own business and personal accounts, and then used the money for her personal benefit between February 2014 and January 2020. The South Dakota Supreme Court has ordered a Yankton man to be resentenced for manslaughter. Jameson Mitchell pleaded guilty to fatally shooting Lucas Smith outside a Yankton bar in 2019. The two had fought inside the bar and then were ejected. Mitchell retrieved a handgun from his apartment and returned to the alley outside the bar. Surveillance video showed Smith charging at Mitchell, shouting for Mitchell to shoot him. A circuit judge sentenced Mitchell to 124 years in prison, more than twice the amount of time the state recommended. In a decision released Thursday, Justice Mark Salter said the circuit court, quote, effectively treated Mitchell as solely responsible for Smith's killing without considering Smith's own criminal conduct, end quote. Augustana University is expanding its reach to Central America. The Sioux Falls School is planning a study abroad program with a campus in Costa Rica. The program will be one semester long. Augustana is looking for a location for classes, housing, transportation, and other arrangements. Alumni are supporting the project with a donation. The Costa Rica campus is set to open in 2023. Jewel Cave National Monument will soon have a new superintendent. Kevin Tillman, who's worked for the National Park Service for 30 years, will assume the role in mid-September. Tillman has worked at parks across the country, including Joshua Tree and the Fort Laramie National Historic Site. He is currently superintendent of Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument in New Mexico. Tillman says the new appointment to Jewel Cave is a, quote, great honor, end quote. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. And that is your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thank you for listening.